I'm Tom Wilmer. We're here in the studio in San Luis Obispo with Diane Strachan. Diane is a seasoned adventurer, travel specialist, and the inspiration behind a new innovative program that the San Luis Obispo Tourism Business Improvement District has created for visitors to the county. It's called Stewardship Travel. Stewardship Travel invites visitors to make a difference in the region they visit while on vacation. Stewardship Travel is also the next evolution in ecotourism, philanthropic, and heritage travel. This is tourism for the 21st century. Launched last year in the unincorporated cities throughout the county by the lodging industry, the program already boasts 73 different activities and opportunities for visitors to connect deeper with people and places, learn more about the culture, history, and environment that they visit, and make a difference while they're here. Visitors participate alongside local residents on restoration activities or by making contributions to one of the 28 nonprofit stewardship partnerships in the program. There's been across the board a lot of evolution and change and transformation in the outdoor travel adventure world. Tell us about that.
If we go way back in the 50s and 60s, you know, it was enough to go have a picnic and go on a sightseeing tour. And then it started to evolve into more participatory things in the outdoors and in rural areas. People would want to actually do something, and then it turned into adventure. People wanted to go out and challenge themselves and feel good about who they were by meeting challenges and getting really fit. And then the fitness craze started in the 80s and the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then ecotourism really started in California, especially in 85, where people wanted to not only do things, they wanted to learn something at the same time. Learn about natural history and get enriched and be out with the wildlife and get the names. And now we're evolving to something brand new. And that's what is exciting to share with you, is that stewardship travel is a way of being in a rural area and appreciating and learning and connecting deeply with people and place. And also, this is where it's different than ecotourism. You're making a difference. So you're either donating to a cause that's helping to preserve heritage, or you are actually getting out there, rolling up your sleeves, and doing something.
That is interesting, because if you think about it, going back in time, it was pretty much an observational, non-participatory experience.
Yeah, and it was enough.
Yeah, and now not so.
Not enough.
Yeah, to the opposite extreme, where we both know people that either they die trying or they're on the edge of a cliff or literally clinging for their life to go to that extreme experience.
And seeking meaning. Mm-hmm. I think the leaders that I'm working with here in San Luis Obispo that have created the program really feel that people are looking for deeper meaning on vacation or in their life. So it's not enough, even though we love to relax, we love to have fine wine, we love to have fun. But what else? This project, Stewardship Travel, is a reaction and fitting a need. I have some incredible statistics that help us understand this. Out of 190 million Americans that travel every year in the U.S., 58 million of them want to go to a place that protects their natural heritage and their cultural heritage. This is from a study that National Geographic did. They have found that people will even pay more for a travel company that is putting out effort to take care and protect. So with that kind of, those kind of numbers, and then also with the local hotel industry and the lodging properties in San Luis Obispo, especially in the unincorporated areas, they've discovered that people will be asking them for litter bags to help protect wildlife, you know, pick up the little bits of plastic so the birds don't eat it. And they've been feeling a pressure from the consumer. So what we've done is we've decided to develop a program, a menu of over 70 activities where people can jump in and do something. And it's just a bite. So it's not a whole volunteer vacation. You know, you're not signing up for a whole week of activity, but you're signing up for maybe 2 hours.
Sure. A part of a
luxurious vacation.
It goes back to something we talked about before we started recording. And that has to do something that's obviously central to both our lives. And that has to do with what I call the greater good, a give back component. component where it makes you feel good and that you're helping, you're doing something rather than just consuming and absorbing.
And that is that, you know, how is one going to engage? Mm-hmm. And just the feel good, do good. I mean, it is kind of selfish. As a way to see yourself differently on mm-hmm. vacation, you're doing something different and you're doing something for other people. That helps define you.
Hopefully you're going to give me some ideas of things that I can get involved in.
Yeah. I got this idea in Hawaii, actually, when I was taking my son. And like a lot of vacations are family vacations mm-hmm. and you're having a great time and everything's beautiful. But then what? We noticed that the state beaches there were a mess and not well cared for because there's not the funding for it. So we actually on the last day went to a beach and just picked up some garbage because, you know, we thought, okay, that'd be a good thing. And there's thousands of people that want to do that, but they just don't know how to connect with that.
Right. But I think that's an important point, and it's still a huge gap in our society, our culture, is we all are responsible for our own neighborhoods and backyards. Graffiti, for example, or litter or whatever.
Yeah.
And for a variety of reasons, we don't do a good job at that.
Yeah.
Keeping our own house clean.
Well, I think sometimes you just don't think of it. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of having the stewardship travel program, is that it's a menu and you're like, wait, what's this? And then you can say, oh, I can add this to my vacation. What I've enjoyed coming up with our team, with the Slo County Business Improvement District, mm-hmm. we've come up with 73 different activities that people can go, oh, I can just add this to my vacation. So I think sometimes in society, you have to create structures that make it easy for people to make good choices.
Let's talk real hardcore specifics for
okay,
a moment.
Okay, great.
We're talking about San Luis Obispo County.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Wine Coast Country, e.g. stewardship travel.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What do we do?
Okay, so stewardship travel activity has to have three things, and then I'll tell you what some of the activities are. If you want to be a stewardship travel attraction, you have to be able to help visitors connect in a deeper way to our area here. You have to be able to give them something that they're going to learn, something fresh and something new, which mm-hmm. creates a great vacation. Then the third thing is you have to give them an opportunity to make a difference. So either with one of the 28 nonprofit organizations that we've identified and linked with the tourism industry, which is a feat in itself and wonderful. You can donate directly on the website, or you can actually choose an activity, and I'm going to mention some, that you can get out and do something with locals. So one of the things that I did that I loved is there's the trail building crew in many of the parks in Montaño de Oro. They have a stewardship travel trail building activity. I think it's during Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. And so you go out and you meet with a crew and you're assigned. It's very well organized and you pretty much decide how much time you want to do it. When I did something very similar, it was with people anywhere from 10 years old to 85 years old. Actually, I don't know, maybe somebody older was there. Everybody's really healthy around here. Anyway, so that afterwards they had a barbecue together. And then they had door prizes that local businesses gave because they wanted to support the effort. And many visitors were able to participate in that. So one of the things that's happening is the local residents and these nonprofits are usually things that are done just with locals. They're saying, yes, we want to include visitors. And it's a brand new concept. Like the Cayucas Land Conservancy, they decided, okay, let's have visitors go on our nature hikes with us from out of town. And so that's been happening up on the Estero Bluffs and very well received. We have a walk that went on a few months ago called The Little Town That Could. And they talked about how the town of Cayucas pooled together and helped conserve the bluffs. And that was the Land Conservancy that did that. Part of it is just, it's a lot of it exists, but it's identifying it, whether it's in this community or your own community. Somebody listening may say, wow, this is a great idea. We can do this anywhere in the United States.
This might be a little naive looking in from the outside.
Yeah.
But when I first got your background, literature talked about Wine Coast Country, which is the brand for the area. I naively assumed that you would be dovetailing and looping into the wine industry.
Well, we are.
Okay.
And that's not naive. So Wine Coast Country is one website. Also, another website which people may enjoy is the Discovery Route on Highway 1.
Well, my curiosity is that the wine industry and wine world is probably one of the most hedonistic, self-indulgent worlds we have on the Central Coast. So how do you take and harness that for a greater good?
Here's a perfect mix. So here's an example. The Stolo Family Winery and Vineyards, what they're doing to contribute to the Stewardship Travel Program and offering to visitors, once a month they have a heritage wine tasting, and we call it the Stewardship Walk and Talk. So you don't just stay in the wine tasting room. You get to go out and walk through the vineyards. You hear about the history of the valley. This is right near Cambria. They have a local historian that leads the hike. So you're learning all about how the town settled. And then you also can go at a different time and hear about the history of the vineyard and the family and, you know, the wine in California. And they're very much interested in sustainable vineyards and what they're doing to move towards being a sustainable winery.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a perfect example, the Stolo Family Winery. They're deepening the experience of the typical wine taster that might come in on the weekend.
And how about real hands-on, though, the give-back component?
Well, this is great. Thanks for asking. So every single activity has a nonprofit that they select to let their visitors donate to. So they've chosen the Cambria Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the money, that the fee that goes towards this event, and it's not just an event, it's a monthly activity, it's a program, goes towards the restoration and preservation of the history of the area. So that's that one. We want to make sure that people get involved. We've said you can either do both or one. You can either contribute to a local nonprofit, which the nonprofits are stoked about, or you can do an actual activity. So another activity would be at the Fiscalini Preserve, the Fiscalini Ranch Preserve. On Thanksgiving, you can go with your family and plant a tree.
And for the listener, where is the Fiscalini Preserve?
That is right outside of Cambria. And again, that was another heroic effort of the community to pull together and to help preserve this large ranch so it wasn't gone to development. Here's a perfect example. In many rural areas across America, there are local nonprofits that are always meeting once a month and doing work, like eradicating non-native plants, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens at the preserve. They'll go in once a month and they'll take out weeds that aren't wanted and they'll plant natives. And visitors can now be a part of that. Whereas before, it was never promoted to the visitor. What San Luis Obispo County has done with the CBID is it's opened up the door for visitors to come and connect with locals with what matters here. We know about the elephant seals, but instead of just visiting the elephant seals, we're saying, why not leave behind some money and make a contribution and help support the organization that is taking care of the wildlife that you're enjoying. And you know what? So many visitors are so happy that they have the opportunity. This is amazing. The pier in Cayucas, this again is on the Central Coast, mm-hmm. California, small little town. They needed to replace the heritage of their pier, and they needed to build a new pier, and they still need to do that. Haven't done it yet. And they've raised $600,000 already. And I think it's been under a year. And over 60% of the donors have been visitors.
Oh, interesting.
Not the locals.
That totally inverse of what I would have imagined.
Yes, that's right. And so many people love this little town of Cayucas. You know, people come and visit again and again. So if people are doing that automatically, that's why the Stewardship Traveler Program has been created. It's a whole new shift in how we travel. It's definitely travel for the 21st century.
For the inbound traveler that's planning a trip to the California Central Coast, how do they become aware of this stewardship travel? Where do they encounter it?
I think the easiest thing to do is you go online. You go to winecoastcountry.com,
mm-hmm.
and you just click on stewardship travel, and you're going to see a list of activities. You click on one of the activity in one of the towns that look good to you. It opens up a beautiful page and a description. And on that same page, and this is unheard of really in the travel industry, mm-hmm. it shows you where you can donate. I mean, if you don't even want to come,
right.
you can say, wow, that sounds great. I'd
just
like
send
to
send the money.
Yeah, like the Point San Luis Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love lighthouses and you read about it and maybe you can't make the trip, but you can help restore it by donating. Through the travel industry, there's a pathway to make a difference.
I think the beautiful marriage here is the blend between nonprofits and tourism.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Very dedicated people, got
yeah,
their head down.
But you usually don't read about it or see them. They're just kind of there. It's nice to harness that connection.
And I think the nonprofit world here in this county of California, I think they're really appreciating this. Because it is a source of more funding. We have millions of visitors.
Yes.
This is just getting going. And I'm sure this is, you know, getting going in other places.
Mm-hmm. How did it get going? Where did it come from? Was it your idea?
Yes, it was my idea.
Yeah.
I was saying on Hawaii, I went on vacation. And there was no way for us, as you say, give back. There was no way to make a difference. We were just going to enjoy ourselves, look at the horribly unkept beaches because there wasn't enough funding, and we decided to do something, my son and I, and then we did, and then we got on the airplane. We're like, well, that was great. I mean, that stewardship travel is the difference between a good vacation with a lot of fun and a truly great one where it means something to you. And you've maybe, here's another example. Every September on the California coast is the state cleanup day. It's the third Saturday of every September.
Mm-hmm.
And people, locals, all pitch in and they clean up. Well, what we've done, if we said, why don't the visitors come back or come for the first time during this cleanup, be part of this fun time with all the local residents, you know, lots of camaraderie. In fact, two towns have adopted a new program for their whole town. And this is the lodging industry has. Avila Beach has a stewardship cleanup kit. And then they give everybody a tote bag if you help to clean up the beach.
Oh, very cool.
And it's really picking up that plastic that hurts wildlife,
yep.
you know, because the beaches, of course, are not all trashed. There's those little tiny microscopic almost pieces of plastic. So the family goes out, and it's amazing. We're seeing about 35% of visitors to these lodges. They want to do it. They want to participate.
35%?
Yeah, 35%.
That's extraordinary.
I know. It's pretty.
They probably want the tote bag.
They want the tote bag, you know, and also just for something to do. And
the
parents are recognizing what a great thing on vacation just to add a little stewardship ethic.
Especially for the kids, for that legacy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the kids actually, the older kids in high school on these activities, these stewardship travel activities, they can get credits for their applications to college.
Oh, nice.
So some of the schools do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great, too. So any type of volunteerism. We're talking about the evolution of adventure travel and outdoor travel and experiential travel in the United States, especially in California. And what we're seeing is philanthropy used to be for only the wealthy. Well, that's not true anymore
mm-hmm.
because people with not much money, they want to give too. They just got to give in a smaller amount.
When you're really giving is of your time.
You really get something back.
Yes.
For good. Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a wonderful program up in San Simeon. It's right there in the bay. There's the Coastal Discovery Center is right there. And it's the tail end of the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And the group of people there that are running the center, they have something called Citizen Science on every Saturday, I believe. So people can go and they can walk out with the scientist and they can pick up some samples of water. They take it back up to the center and they look under microscopes. They can see the plankton and then they send the plankton in to be researched. So it's actually used for water quality research and to track what's going on in the ocean. So for me, that's one of my favorites.
That's very cool. How does somebody find out about
Again,
this?
You just go to the winecoastcountry.com website
mm-hmm.
and you just click on stewardship travel. You look on the list for the Citizen Science in San Simeon, click on it, and then it'll be very self-explanatory how you sign up and whatnot. Now, some of them need reservations because it's a special trip, but lots of them are just drop-in. We hope that people come during September, too, and help do the beach cleanup. What's exciting to me is that stewardship travel is the breaking wave of a shift in how people go on vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a shift in how people travel. So no longer is it just, you know, I'm going to go someplace and do nothing or just have fun for myself. I want to go someplace and touch in with the local people, find out what's needed, participate a bit, not a lot, but a bit, so that when I come back there, this is my home. This is a place that I share now, too. It's often when people go on vacation, they connect deeply in a personal way to a place, and then mm-hmm. it's like their place. And now their place can become something that they help take care of, and they come back again and again and help with the trails or to help plant a tree, and they can watch their tree grow. So I just love the idea that Americans are shifting and that the consciousness is shifting and that we all need to play a role in taking care. And that's what the stewardship word means. What I really love about the stewardship travel is that it maximizes the visitor's depth of experience at the same time minimizing the tourism impact. It's really an act of sustainability.
Yep.
And that's what we need.
Very, very cool. For further information,
winecoastcountry.com, and you'll find places to stay, stewardship travel activities, many other activities, great places to eat.
Diane Strachan, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was fun.
We've been speaking with Diane Strachan